I think we all know the ending to this story. The rising of Jesus from the tomb and the empowerment of Jesus' disciples throughout the movement of the Holy Spirit. That they would go on to change the world one soul at a time. With a faith so solid that nothing could break them. But they would need to first navigate through the days of darkness, days of fear, uncertainty and doubt and confusion. Our lives too will face days of darkness. You maybe already have experienced some of them. Times of confusion, you may have experienced some of that in your life. And when we don't know where to turn in times of that stressful situations in the world, anxiety, that's when our emotions are a system that God has given us with that kicks in on high. And then we start to react, and that's when we need to turn to Jesus. Not just let them, but let Him. For when we do, we will feel the peace that passes all understanding that only He can give through the grace of the Holy Spirit. Remember, He said, I gotta go. I gotta go back to heaven, but I'm gonna send one of the Holy Spirit, which is greater than I. And He will come, and He is here with us today. He can give you the strength. He can impart it on you. The courage that only He can muster. That your deep faith will be able to be manifested. And He can infuse within us. And we will be able to get through it. Not reactively, but intentionally. For we know the end of the story. God always wins. The world may provoke us. But God always wins. Say this with me. God always wins. Always wins.